NPR.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Artist Cottage Bed and Breakfast, a newly renovated farmhouse that sleeps four with full gourmet cook breakfast provided daily, located near the top of Hauk Mountain Road in the town of Walton. More information at greatwesterncatskills.com.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.
Discover the world through music. Traditional print-based music magazines have been disappearing fast in recent years, but one's the bucking the trend is Songlines, the magazine for international roots music. And today, on the Backload of Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, we'll be taking a look at Songlines magazine and hearing some of the music that comes as part of a subscription. Looking back to recent shows, we have another Woody Guthrie cover by request, plus an extra Neil Young cover. And we have some intriguing new music. But first, as ever, our seasonal opener, another choice from the recent album from the Unthanks called In Winter. This is River River.
Thank you. This is all that we can treasure.
River River from the Unthanks. The album is In Winter, and written by Betty Unthank with her husband Ainsley Henderson. The songs are sparked by their walking in the river, well, by the river, near their house in Northumberland in the northeast of England, when their son was just 2 years old. Next up, a request. Charlie, way over in Scranton, Pennsylvania, said that he or she liked the recent Woody Guthrie covers, but why didn't I include Billy Bragg's cover of Guthrie's All You Fascists? Well, it's a bit loud and jangly. It's old-style Billy Bragg, but your wish is my command.
I'm gonna tell all you fascists, you may be surprised. People all over this world are getting organized. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound. Race-hatred cannot stop us, this one thing I know. The poll tax and Jim Crow and greed have got to go. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. All of you fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. Blob every colour marching side by side. Marching across the fields where a million fascists died. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. All you fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. To this battle, take my Union gun. Gonna end this world of slavery before this war is won. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. Are you fascists about to lose? You fascists about to lose. You fascists about to lose. You're about to lose. You fascists are bound. Are you fascists about to lose? You fascists about to lose. You fascists about to lose. You're about to lose. You fascists about to
by request, All You Fascists from Billy Bragg and Wilco. The album is Mermaid Avenue, Volume 2. Next up, a British cover of a Neil Young song. Now, I know I said I was going to keep quiet about the thrift store around the corner, but the other day I picked up a CD of Neil Young's Harvest. Mine had strangely disappeared for around a dollar. But here's the thing. Harvest was originally released on vinyl in 1972. The CD came later. but this particular CD that I just picked up must have been one of the very first of all CDs, because in the booklet tucked into the case, it explains what a CD is and how to look after it and precisely how to clean it. The Compact Disc Digital Audio System, it says, offers the best possible sound reproduction on a small, convenient disc. Its remarkable performance is the result of a unique combination of digital storage and laser optics. For best results, it continues, you should apply the same care in storing and handling the compact disc as you would with a conventional record. No cleaning is necessary if the compact disc is always held by its edges and is replaced in its case directly after playing. Rather censorious, isn't it? You do what you're told. If the compact disc becomes soiled by fingerprints, dust or dirt, it could be wiped away. Always in a straight line from the centre to the edge, never knew that, with a clean and lid-free soft dry cloth. Never use a solvent or abrasive cleaner to clean the disc. If you follow these instructions, the compact disc will provide a lifetime of listening enjoyment. Well, this one certainly has, except that I got it out of its case when I got home. It doesn't play. Ha! Served me right. Okay, wonderful, isn't that great? Now, and well, CDs are going the way vinyl went, but of course vinyl has now returned in a big way. So, anyway, so justify talking about that. Let's hear a cover of a song from Harvest. This is Heart of Gold from Passenger.
I wanna live, I wanna give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. It's these expressions searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Keep me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old, the oceans for a heart of gold. I've been in my mind, it's such a fine line that keeps me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting older. Oh, you keep me searching for a heart of gold. Searching for a heart of gold. Keep me searching and I'm growing old. Will you keep me searching for a heart of gold? I've been a miner for a heart of gold.
Singer, songwriter and guitarist Michael Rosenberg led a band called Passenger for some years, but then continued without the band but kept the band's name. So, we heard from the album Sunday Night Sessions, Heart of Gold from Passenger. Okay, after the break here on the Wagga Load of Monkeys here on Radio Catskill with me, Graham Rice, we take a quick look at Songlines magazine.
Thank you.
Last week, we cast our eye over one of the few remaining print-based music magazines. Next week, it's another. Irish Music Magazine describes itself as the definitive voice of Irish music worldwide, and it's exactly what it says. It covers Irish traditional and contemporary music from around the world, but with the emphasis on Irish music in Ireland and North America. So next time on the Waggleload of Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, on Radio Catskill, we'll take a quick look at Irish Music Magazine and the music it champions on Sunday afternoon at 3. Some of the singers and players that they've covered recently, and here's some music from those recently released CDs. Well, those that fit into our coverage show on the Waggleload anyway. So let's start with music from David Murphy and Sam Avedon, Sean O'Donovan of the Glens, and then Chris Hesser.
take a precious sinner, Lord, whose hope's hovering round thy word. Would light on some sea promise there, some sure support.
That was Sam Abidon, who himself kind of sums up the Songlines magazine. He was born in Vermont, was playing professionally by the age of 13, when he was already sucking up Irish music. He's married to the singer and songwriter Beth Orton, and now they live in London. We heard Cassetta from his new album Salt River, and from the current Songlines CD. And this is what Songlines has to say about that track. On this reworked hymn, Sam Avalon's gruff voice makes a plea for mercy and the pardoning of sins, as clashing drums and snaking guitar riffs echo into the abyss. And before that, we heard Sean O'Dubia and the Glens from David Murphy, and that's from a Songlines music collection from last year. And Songline said, "Pipes and pedal steel provide spectral moods on this deeply atmospheric update of a centuries-old tune." Next up, two wonderful women featured in Songlines. Let's hear first House on the Left, and then Raina Dean, from Catherine Priddy, and then Jossian Clark.
There is a house on a hill, one little corner where time has stood still, and is the caught in some pendulum swing. I try to go, but home pulls me back in. Centuries pass through this door, the stories we write have been told here before. All of their voices still breathe in these walls. It's as though things never change here at all. Oh, is this the boat made of old bricks and mortar that's kept us afloat as we sail through the years? Or is this the light that shines from the shoreline, the port where we know we can rest? Or is it just the first house on the left? Garden tells most of the tales, with fragments of china rolled, horseshoes and nails, flower seeds planted by hands gone before, asleep through the winter, then blooming once more. And is this where they slept on the way to the jail, or the shop where was emptied by war, or the room where the next generation was born? Ooh. Oh, is this the boat made of old bricks and mortar that's kept us afloat as we sail through the years? Or is this the light that shines from the shoreline, pushing us out and then pulling us in? Or is it the rocks so firm and unchanging? Is it the port where we know we can rest? Or is it just the first house on the left?
One evening, as I rambled among the leaves so green, be civil, my
First there, from the Songline CD from April last year, we heard one of the most impressive singer-songwriters to emerge in recent years, Catherine Priddy, with a song called First House on the Left, about which Songline says, "Gentle acoustic undulations introduce Priddy's musings on her Birmingham childhood home, filled with heartfelt contemplation of stories past, present and future." And that's from her album The Pendulum Swing. And then we heard a classic traditional song, Renadine, from Jocelyn Clarke, who first came to everyone's notice as half of a duo with Ben Walker, and then with her band Pika Pika. Songlines had this to say in the latest issue. Clarke's wistful vocals paid due regard to those of Sandy Denny, her powerful muse, against an enchanting backdrop of ethereal string drones and subtly splashing cymbal. And that's from her album Now and Then. Next up, a Songline's favourite, Sam Lee, who's been featured in Songline's magazine a number of times in recent years, with his version of the traditional song Bushes and Briars, plus Nature, and then Crisis from Aoife Donovan.
Through bushes and through briars, I've lately made my way. Oh, for to hear a small bird sing, I make my peace that way. Oh, for to that small bird sing, and heed what they've to say. Your speak is filled with woe betide, yet singly sublime, a language, a liturgy, alive yet saturnine. Your rarity determines mine. Such times we find we're in the presence of a reckoning divine. Sometimes I'm uneasy and troubled in my mind. Sometimes I think
we've gone too far to turn it round in time. Sometimes I play by all I should and must. What we'll leave behind. And through briars, eventually we stray. And if we hear the small birds sing their requiem proclaim, you'll never hear so sweet as the birds all in the spring as we watch them.
That is here. At the end, I almost see our final victory. I know that we don't all believe that it'll be what it'll be, but a crisis is indeed like a bolt against me. Cause if we fail to act upon it, I mean the chances we lost and we were late, too late to win. It's 1916, we're talking war and battle cries. Oh, women dry your eyes, you gotta rise. Troubled and bewildered and stricken with grief, but you can solve it, fix these naughty problems we try to be. Cause if we fail to act upon it, might mean the chance has been lost and we won't have to wait.
It was a man in red.
Okay, more from the CDs that came with a subscription to Songlines magazine. First, Bushes and Briars and Birds, featuring Nature from Sam Lee, from the current edition of Songlines, and they say, crediting Nature as a rights holder and featured artist, Lee uses the folk song Bushes and Briars to reflect on nature's beauty and the devastation of its loss. And you'll also find that on his release from last year, Song Dreaming. And we also heard Aoife O'Donovan with Crisis, and that's on the CD and download that came free with Songlines last year, well on her album All My Friends. And Songlines says, supported by an all-star cast, including brass band The Westerlies and mandolin whiz Sierra Hull, big fan, O'Donovan reflects on Carrie Chapman Catt's struggle for suffrage in America. Finally, from Catherine Tickell, known internationally for her emotional expertise on the Northumbrian small pipes, this is Sycamore Gap. tune from Catherine Tickell commemorating the destruction of a mature sycamore maple. Songline says, mourning the 200-year-old tree illegally felled near Hadrian's Wall, which divides Scotland from England, in 2023, Tickell shows her mastery on the Northumbrian pipes during this languid, soulful, and poignant melody. Sycamore Gout from Catherine Tickell, found on the current Songline CD and her album Return to Kielderside. Now, Songline's magazine is published 10 times a year. It's a well-written, elegantly designed magazine covering international roots music and featuring album and live show reviews and thoughtful interviews with the most intriguing singers and players. In one recent issue, there's music from Mozambique, Portugal, Nepal, Kazakhstan, England, Norway, and more. And Songlines is unusual in being a part of an international publishing business, but which celebrates independent music. The latest issue contains a feature entitled Music in the Climate Crisis, a practical guide for artists and fans. Find out more at songlines.co.uk. After the break here on the Waggaloda Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, this week's recent releases.
I was watching the news the other night.
Hey there, did you know that Folk Plus has moved to 2 p.m. on Sundays? That's right, it's now between Borscht Beat at 1 and Waggaloda Monkeys at 3. So if you want to catch the show of singer-songwriters around a theme, check it out Sundays at 2 or on the archive.
Way off in the distance, there rang a bell, and it rang for the saints and the sinners as well.
Right then, only time for one new release this week, and it's a newcomer to the Wagon Load, and one from the popular end of the focus spectrum. From her latest album, Mountain Music, this is Nina Nesbitt with Parachute.
The trees. One side for them, the other for me. I spent my whole life away from the front lines till you came crashing through. Lost my defenses, now I'm defenseless with you. I'm introverted, it's under the surface. My car's an accelerator, wanna reverse it. I walk on the stage and I look for the curtain. Sometimes I wish I could be a new person. I'm a deep cut, a B-side, an extended version. A language they don't speak, a shape that's emerging. And I'll be the moon, shining so bright, but only for you. You start with a stream, you end with the sea. Give me time, I'll give you everything. If I climb a mountain, I'll never reach the top. Cause playing the hero is something I'm not. I'm introverted, it's under the surface. My car's an accelerator, wanna bring me the clouds, and I'll be the moon, shining so bright, but only for you, only for you.
Singer-songwriter Nina Nesbitt is part of a long tradition of folky poppy Scottish women. Think Amy Macdonald. The fact that she invited her fans to send her their love stories around which she would develop songs puts her in a new folk kind of folk tradition, I think. The result was a 5-track EP entitled Life in Colour. Anyway, Parachute from Nina Nesbitt. This is from Mountain Music. We're playing out with another track from a Songline CD, The Peewit from Siskin Quartet. Thank you for joining me today as we took a quick look at Songlines magazine. Next week, the focus will be on the Irish Music magazine. As ever, you can get in touch with the show at graham@wjffradio.org, and please check today's playlist at wagonload.org. Stay safe, drive like a jackass, and please stay tuned for City Arts and Lectures. Bye now.
Radio Catskill supporters include Sullivan Catskills Visitors Association, sullivancatskills.com, Catskill Brewery, brewing ales, lagers, and mixed fermentation beers in a LEED Gold certified building, plus a food truck and beer garden at Exit 96 off Route 17 in Livingston Manor, catskillbrewery.com, and listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
On the next Jazz Night in America, we introduce you to Isaiah J. Thompson, a rising star of the piano, making waves in the world of jazz. That's next time on Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. Tune in tonight at 8 for Jazz Night in America on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming online at wjffradio.org. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.